ท่านกินาดิเตกันบุญสีกิจัยปียกทันหกอิมจะโกจิงจะบลักจัด
Today our scripture passage is found in John chapter 15 verse 16
ยกทันหกอิมจะโกจิงจะบลักจัดไม่ใช่ดินเกิงส่วนเลี้ยวกว่าใช่กว่าเกิงส่วนเลี้ยวดินเพียงแต่ผมพายดินที่เกิดเกิดจีเกี่ยวดินเกิดจีส่งจุนหัวดินของกว่าเมียบรอนเอิงเปกอยู่ชมีอีจูสู้หัวดินชมี
Let's all read aloud together. You did not choose me, but I choose you and appointed you.That you should go and bear fruits, and that your fruits should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These are the words of the Lord. Be seated.
Today is the first Sunday of 2018. And I have a question for you. What? How do I want my life to be lived? It's different for all of us. Some of us say that we want to have a satisfied.Factory life of eating. I want my daughter to eat and gain weight. It's different for every person. And sometimes you ask, Lord, what do you want me to do with my life? Something is here in this passage that Jesus said. And he said that I did not choose you, but you chose me. And was appointed to bear fruit that the fruit should abide. So that whatever is asked of the Father, he may give it to you.
So in this situation, you can see that our life is.
And so you see who exactly holds our lives in his
hands.
Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And so there are two times someone chooses in this passage. First of all, man chose.
And
God also chose.
So let me ask you a question. This man's choosing and God's choosing.
So which actually happens first, God's choosing or our choosing? In everyday life, we see many times that we seem to be making the decision. And it is true that God gave man free will to choose.And he gave us the ability to decide. And so we make decisions. And living in this world, we make decisions every day. We choose things every day. You chose what to wear today to church, right? You choose which tie to wear today.Now, I had a very interesting tie before. It was full of sheep. And all of them were white sheep. Except one.And a lot of people come up to me and point to that black sheep and say, Who's that one? And I say, I hope it's not you. We have good sheep, bad sheep, fat sheep, thin sheep, old sheep in every church. We have stubborn sheep. We have lost sheep. And we have the freedom to choose which kind of sheep we want to be.But here Jesus said, You did not choose me, but I chose you.
So you 看起来，哎，亲像我咧拣选，但是圣经耶稣真清楚讲，唔是你拣我，乃是我噶啦。
And so maybe it seems like we are choosing him, but the Bible tells us that he chose us. How exactly did this decision happen? Of course, it is true we all have the freedom to choose. So we can choose. But brothers and sisters, we don't exactly have the power to control why we make certain decisions. For example, you're born Chinese. And I used to not like African Americans or black people. And I had the misconception that their flesh was very tough. Because I think it's like charcoal. So when I had first met an African American friend, I asked if I could touch his arm. He said, okay. So I touched his arm. And I said, well, your flesh is soft too. So no matter the skin color, their flesh is soft. But why are we born black or born Asian or born American? It's not something we chose. We didn't choose which parents we'd be born to. There are many things in our lives that we can't choose. Like today.
Now George,
my brother George is here. And I noticed that he didn't really want to choose to sit there. He didn't want to sit there. Because he would usually sit in that area. But when he came to church today, he chose to come to church today. But when he came here, well, oh no, everyone got a seat. And so he had to comply and sit where he is now.
And
so even though we have the freedom to choose, our decisions are guided by our circumstances. Like today, a lot of us had many experiences in the past year, and those experiences affect how you decide your decisions today. On the 24th, whether it was the morning service,
you know, or the candlelight service,
or the candlelight service, we had an orchestra with us. Three musicians on this side, three musicians on the other. Now, did they play music? Did they freely choose to play music? Did they? Yes, they did. But there's someone who is even more powerful than these six. And that was? Sister Joyce. Because as the conductor, even though they were the ones playing, the conductor was telling them what to play. You understand what I'm saying? God is our conductor. Maybe we have the freedom to do certain things. But we would not be doing what we do today if not for God's guidance and arrangement.
But
Chinese like to say that it's fate. It's fate. Now the idea of fate in the Chinese context is from Buddhism. Because they believe that the moment you are born determines how the rest of your life will go. No, not for Christians, right? We believe in God's hand guiding and leading us. And He is creating our circumstances every step of the way. It's the same way. Who do we marry? I praise God that when I marry Tansy, It was only because an older reverend called me. And he called and said, "Do you want to consider this girl?" I said, "Who?" And he said, "Well, Reverend Henry Ang's daughter." And I told this older pastor, I said, "She's still a kid." Because when I first met her, she was just a teenager. And then this pastor told me, "Come on, kids grow up too. Kids grow up too, right?" And so I went to UECP to check her out. Not bad. And the best part was that she could speak Cantonese. And when I called her, did you know what we discussed? We discussed God's election and about man's free will. At that time, I used to have Arminian thoughts or ideas. I was all about man's will and indecision. Now she was more Calvinistic. And so we debated all the way to the altar. But everything is under God's control. Yes, maybe we do make a decision, but why we make that decision is under God's control. And so there are no coincidences with God. Everything is under His control. So Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." It may look like you, that you chose me, but I was the one who arranged it at all. But why? Why you would choose something is always determined by a motive. And in this Bible verse, it tells us, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit." And so there is actually a goal to God's election. God chooses every one of us for a purpose. And what's that purpose? For us to bear fruit. You will see one thought that weaves through the Old Testament and the New Testament and to this day. And that is how God blessed Abraham. And everyone might think, "Wow, Abraham had it good. He followed God, he got blessed. He was blessed with land. He was blessed with descendants as numerous as the sand on the shore and the stars in the sky." Whenever people curse him, they get cursed. Would we not want that kind of blessing? We all want those things. But that is not the biggest blessing that God gave Abraham. The biggest blessing that God gave Abraham was the fact that Abraham became a blessing to many nations. God gave him land. God gave him descendants. God gave him a nation. And those are all blessings. But that was not the purpose. That was just the process. And the process was going towards becoming a blessing for many nations. In other words, God chose you and me in order to bear fruit for Him. And so young people, study hard. Why? Because the purpose of studying is for you to be equipped to bear fruit for God. As businessmen, when we are blessed, it's not just where it ends, but it is for us to bear fruit. Recently, I conversed with several older people. And these elderly people thought that They have toiled for many years. So now it's their chance to enjoy. And what does enjoyment mean in this context? It means that they will enjoy for the rest of their lives. Now that concept can be both right and wrong. The right part of this concept is that it is true that when we work hard, we are allowed to enjoy the fruit of our labor. But we should not be living with the goal of enjoying. That's wrong. It is wrong to make our lives lived in a way that will just aim for self-pleasure. We should ask ourselves, as kids, as students, as college students, as working people, as older people, we ask ourselves, what fruit does God want us to bear in this time, in this status, in this life? Someone whose goal in life is just to enjoy himself will not bear fruit. Someone who is a lazy student with no purpose will not bear fruit. But the interesting thing about fruits is that Jesus is asking us to bear fruit that would abide. So the fruits we bear are fruits that should last forever. So there are two perspectives to this. Bible scholars have two very interesting perspectives. The first is that we do things for God. And God will always, forever remember it. And that is the fruit that abides. In other words, bearing fruit would mean doing what God wants us to do. The other perspective is that the fruit we bear will last forever. And this interpretation is that our fruit will lead people to Christ and their soul will be in Christ forever. Brothers and sisters, no matter how much money we make on earth, we will lose it one day. Right? Whatever we gain will be left behind. All our possessions and assets will be left behind. And all we really occupy is a plot where they place our body. Nowadays, you don't even have a plot. You just have an urn. Now, some people don't even use an urn. In China, they have tree burials. Tree burials. Once someone's body is cremated, they will take the ashes and use it to sow a tree,
fertilizer.
And they will use your ashes as fertilizers for a new tree. You need a plot. Now abroad, they've been talking about a new thing. And that is, having people take ashes and use them for accessories. And then every child of the deceased will be given a part of the ashes. Not as a diamond, okay? Just the ashes to be made into jewelry. So that you will bring the ashes wherever you go. Now you don't even need a plot. You don't need anything. That's not bad. Because when you're gone, you're gone. And our families wouldn't have to worry about being in the traffic for November 1. So I tell my family that when I die, my body should be cremated. As long as you don't flush the ashes down the toilet, we're good. Maybe not that.
Everything else is okay. You can't bring anything with you. Nothing. What can last forever? Whatever we do for Christ. So I hope that we will adjust our mindset from the very beginning of the year. And remember that our life was chosen to bear fruit. Fruit that will abide forever. Not temporarily. Not just on earth, to be passed down. A lot of people say, money unspent is money unowned. Right? And that's why Filipinos have it right. The people who live in the Philippines tend to get good at this. And they will spend as much as they can. Because when you spend other people's money, you die, you won't have to pay it back. That's called the credit card bill. I've been recently very annoyed. That all the credit card companies keep texting me about installments. Do you know what that is for? That is called legal shark loans. It's an official loan where they will get your interest.
So, but the problem is,
some people think that since I can't bring anything with me when I die, I'll spend it now. But that kind of money spent is also futile. It will be used up whether you leave or you don't. The one thing that lasts is to do God's will. And that kind of fruit will abide forever.
So I hope
that this year we won't think of how good we are in choosing God. But reflect on how He chose us. How He led us to this day. That we may bear fruit. What kind of fruit? Fruit that abides forever. Is it easy to bear fruit that abides forever? No. When you look at the last line of this verse, it says, a very precious statement. So that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give it to you. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Whatever you ask the Father in His name, He will give to you. Isn't that a very serious promise? That whatever we ask in His Father's name, He will give us?
And
whenever I hear this statement, I wonder what I'd ask for. Earlier during our pastoral prayer, I gave you time to ask the Lord for what you want. What did you ask for? Freedom. So we live in a free country already, so. We all have different bondages. But the thing is, what would we ask for? Some people say, Lord, please give me a life partner. Everyone else is getting married and they're asking me why I'm not. Some ask God for more money. We all pray for different things. Some people start praying, God, I want a BMW in your name. The Citibank has been advertising recently that we may have a chance to win a posh car. Can we pray for that in the Father's name? But that's not what God promised. God's promise is that we ask for the ability to bear fruit. So what we are asking for are things that will allow us to bear long-abiding fruit. In other words, we are given this huge right. The right to pray. And we are allowed to come before the Lord and pray that He will use our lives as His blessing. And that's very important. So I encourage all of us to pray diligently. We are told that we don't do things by might, by power, but by the Spirit of God. That's why we're hosting a prayer summit later. Because we are trying to entrust everything to God's hands and asking Him to do His work. Our pastoral staff will meet every Friday at 10 o'clock. We don't necessarily report our prayer requests, but we always pray together. And in prayer, it shows what we need when we ask the Lord for them. Maybe we waste time by reporting to each other what our prayer requests are. We might as well pray together and know through prayer what we are asking God for. And so we discovered that some people have been absent for quite some time. We pray for them. And whenever we do, they show up next week. It's happened for a few times already. If you're coming here today after a long absence, maybe we've prayed for you recently. These are not things we human beings can control. But God can. So Jesus said this very interesting statement. So that whatever you ask, He may give it to you. It is related to bearing fruit. This is not asking for things selfishly. Let's pray diligently this new year and spend time before the Lord. And then we can experience the work of God. And we will witness how He works in people's lives. The more we pray, the interesting thing is that the more we entrust things to God, the more we stop worrying about earthly things. We stop complaining. When we have Christ, the most precious thing, what is earth to us? And so prayerful people are people who are changed. They don't change other things. They don't change their circumstances. They change themselves. And our perspectives will change. God will use our prayers to allow us to bear more fruit. We have a longer worship program today, so I'm going to stop at a shorter message. But I hope we will pay attention to the life we are living right now. It's not about the freedom of choice. Yes, we have free will to decide what we want. But it is Christ, God, who chose us first. And so there's no boasting possible in the fruit we bear. Because God chose us. And God chose us in order to bear fruit. What kind of fruit? Long-abiding fruit. How do we bear fruit? Through prayer. Prayer.
So I
encourage all of us to pray well this year. The more we pray to God, the more we experience God. Okay? May the year 2018 lead all of us to a fruit-bearing year. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you on a new year with our dreams, our hopes, our expectations, may we entrust all of them and submit all of them to your will. May we search our hearts and our desires and align them with your desires. May we make choices based on what you want us to do and how we can bless other people. May our goals and our sources of pleasure and pride be in you alone. Guide our hearts, guide our plans, guide our choices, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.